Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Nawab Muhammad Ali. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day. Our topic today would be value of a true believer or Muslim according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. I want to mention that we have talked about this hadith in one of our earlier sessions as well, but let's shed some more light on some other dimensions of this precious and beautiful quotation. As Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Al-mu'minu a'azamu hurmatan min al-Ka'bah, that a value and worth and dignity of a mu'min or true believer is higher than the holy sanctuary of Kaaba, from holy Kaaba itself. And it refers to what value does Islam gives to believers for himself to know his worth and for people to treat with each other accordingly. There's another verse in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased the souls of believers for himself. It tells that how worthy we as human beings, as believers are, that no one in the world can pay the price or afford us. That's why Imam Ali in one of his sayings says, do not give away yourself for something less than the paradise and heaven, because you worth more than this world. This world is created for you, but you are not created for this not long-lasting world. So you gotta think yourself higher from this world. This is a positive pride. This is the self-esteem that religion wants to give you, that you must be proud of yourself as a human being, as a believer, and think little of this world and its desires. So if you get to that understanding, nothing will bother you, not the loss of this world, neither the gains of this world. So this mindset will set you free. So the value of a mu'min, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, is more than the Kaaba itself. So Kaaba refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine presence, and it reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a mu'min, he is a living symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Kaaba is a symbol of unity and peace. But a Muslim and a mu'min is the one who is the peacemaker and who is the unity creator. So, taking that in account, that insulting a Muslim, violating its rights, and maybe not dealing fairly with each other, that could be worse in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than insulting of Kaaba, na'uzu billah. So, we have to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to be the best of His slaves and have the deep understanding of what Prophet peace be upon him and his Ahl al-Bayt want us to do and become the true believers. Thank you for listening. That was another episode of Hadith of the Day with Nawab Muhammad Ali. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد